Okay, the next sugya is the second sugya, which is going to be the sugya of Tfisa la'acher shenol and a safik. There's a big tosfos on daf beis amud aleph. It's shayach for everyone to read it inside. There's a lot of different steps. We're going to go through a few of the steps with this sugya and the next sugya, but it's good to see all the entire tosfos inside. So the Mishnah told us that when the wall falls, when nafal hakosel, the rule is yachloku. They split the space. They split the rocks. They split the avnei hakosel also. So the Gemara asks later on, Pshita, obviously, when you have something, when you have a wall, we don't know who owns the wall, because we don't know who built the wall. Now you have two different possible people. Either Reuven owns the wall, or Shimon owns the wall. So the Gemara says, obviously you're going to split it. Why do we need a Mishnah to tell us that you're going to split a wall? Answers the Gemara, no. I would have thought that we say, Hamotzi Mechaveru Alav Haraya, that since the wall is in Reuven's field, it fell eastward, and therefore all of the rubble is in Reuven's field. Therefore, Reuven gets to keep the whole thing, because Hamotzi Mechaveru Alav Haraya, and therefore, since Reuven's holding on to everything, therefore Reuven gets to keep it. Kamash Malan, we say Yachloku. Good, fantastic, Amar. Asks Tosfos, I don't understand. How come we're saying that Hamotzi Mechaveru Alav Haraya? The Gemara says, I would have thought Hamotzi Mechaveru Alav Haraya because Reuven's holding on to it. Kamash Malan Yachloku. I would have thought Hamotzi Mechaveru Alav Haraya. Don't we know that Hamotzi Mechaveru Alav Haraya is assuming that the person that's holding it has rights to it? Hamotzi Mechaveru, if someone's trying to take it away from the one that's holding it, then they have to prove it. So meaning it stays by the person who's holding on to it. But this is a case of a tefisa la'achar shenol ha'safik. What is a tefisa la'achar shenol ha'safik? In halacha, a lot of times we have sveikos. And all of the time when there's a safik, we have rules. There's a chazaka, there's a rov, there is tfisa. Sometimes when someone grabs something, they're able to say, Hamotzi Mechaveru Alav Haraya. The money was besafik, I grabbed onto it, now it's mine. However, tfisa la'achar shenol ha'safik means the safik was already decided. Meaning, we already decided that there's a chazaka over here, so the person who's holding on to it gets to keep it. We already decided there's a rov here, so the person gets to keep it. Anytime there's a safik that has been decided, even though it still is safik, it's a safik, but chazal paskin for us. When you have a safik, you do X. So then, if someone goes ahead and grabs it from that person, they don't have the right to do that. Because that's a tefisa la'acha shenol ha'safik. The safik happened, we decided what to do, and then the chutzpah of the second guy goes and grabs it away from the first guy. You can't do that. Chazal already told us what to do. That's a tefisa la'acha shenol ha'safik. So Tosfos asks, on our Gemara, on the Gemara, which is speaking about our Gemara, I would have thought, Hamotzi Mechaveru Alav Haraya, Kamash Malan Yachloku. What do you mean you would have thought Hamotzi Mechaveru Alav Haraya? It's a tefisa la'acha shenol ha'safik. The wall fell. Anytime a wall falls, Chazal tell us, Yachloku. And now, this guy's saying, well, it's in my field, so I get to keep it. What do you mean it's in your field, you get to keep it? It's a tefisa. You only grabbed onto the wall once we already decided that the wall belongs to both of you. Because the wall was besafik the whole time. When the wall falls, we know that it goes to both of them. Now this guy's saying, well, it's in my field, so I get to keep it. That's a tefisa. He grabbed onto the wall, la'achar shenol ha'safik, and we should not say, Hamotzi Mechaveru Alav Haraya. That's the big question of Tosfos. How do we know tefisa la'achar shenol ha'safik doesn't work? There's a sugya on daf vav, but mitzia daf vav, that tells us, takfo kohen, ein motzi'in miyado. Sorry, takfo kohen, motzi'in miyado. So when someone is a case, one more time, a bechor, a Yisrael owns a donkey. That donkey has a baby, right? That baby donkey belongs to the kohen. You switch it for it doesn't need to be a donkey. We could be speaking about a sheep. It's probably better. So he has a sheep. The sheep, a bechor, behema tahora, belongs to the kohen. So the kohen deserves the seh. So how does that work? The Yisrael takes the goat, or the sheep, or whatever it is, and hands it to the kohen. That's called bechor. However, over here, we don't know. It's a suffix bechor. We don't know if this bechor was a bechor, or maybe the mother gave birth beforehand. We're not sure if this mother was bikra. Beis yod chaf reish hey. If she already had a bechor beforehand. If she already had a bechor beforehand, this animal is a second born. It belongs to the Yisrael. Sheep are not sheep. How much does it cost for a sheep? The Kohen wants his sheep. This guy doesn't want to lose his sheep. $100 for a sheep. More. $200. $1,000. It's not $1,000 for a sheep. Okay. $1,000 for a sheep. Okay, so this guy doesn't want to lose out on a sheep. The Kohen doesn't want to lose out on the sheep. And the Yisrael doesn't want to lose out on the sheep. So what do we do? Answers the Gemara. Well, I'll tell you a great thing. The Kohen deserves this, maybe. And the Yisrael deserves this, maybe. Whoever holds on to it gets to keep it. So even though we pass in the Gemara Takfa Kohen, we pass in the Gemara that the Yisrael gets to keep it, if the Kohen has the chutzpah to walk into the Yisrael's house and grab the sheep, since the Kohen also has a right to the sheep, maybe he gets to keep it. Says the Gemara Takfa Kohen, seemingly in the Maskana, Motzi'in Miyado. We take it away from the Kohen and bring it back to the Yisrael. Right? What does that teach us? Says Tosfos, Pashtus is that since the Kohen is not able to keep it for himself, that shows us that the Kohen was Tofes Lachash Nahad Asafik. One more time, we had a Safik. Is this a Bechor or is it not a Bechor? We answered. We said, we don't know. However, we're going to give it to the Yisrael because the Yisrael is holding on to it right now. So now we pass it, it goes to the Yisrael, that's it. Now the Kohen comes and grabs it. You can't grab it. It's a Tefisa La'achish and a lot of stuff. We already decided it belongs to the Yisrael. The Kohen grabs it. We say, Kohen, that's not yours, that's the Yisrael's. We take it away from the Kohen and give it back to the Yisrael. Alma, Tefisa La'achish and a lot of stuff, is not a Tefisa. The Kohen is not able to grab it away from the Yisrael. Now we see that Tefisa La'achish and a lot of stuff does not work. One is not allowed to grab the item that has already been paskined. So too, by our Gemara, in Bava Basra, that the wall, we're not sure who gets the wall. We pass in the wall as Yachloku, and now the wall is in Reuven's property. That's a Tefisa La'achish and a lot of suffering, and Reuven does not deserve to keep it. The problem is we have another Gemara. There's a Gemara in Ksubis. A little bit of a complicated case. We have Edim. The Edim are proven to be liars. And then another pair of Edim come in and say, no, these Edim are good Edim. So there's three pairs of Edim. The first pair gave the Edus. The second pair argued with the second pair, passed the first pair, and the third pair is Mekayim, the first pair, right? So we have one pair of Edim that agrees with them, one pair of Edim that disagrees with the first pair of Edim, and a third pair of Edim which agrees with the first pair of Edim. On whatever the din was. I don't remember what the din was. You can look in the Gemara. But, so we ask, the Gemara says, what's the halacha? The Gemara says we paskin like the second pair of Edim. I believe. We look in the sugi again. But we paskin like the second pair of Edim, which means that the first pair of Edim are not believed. Right? First pair of Edim said something.
That's only when you have Peshaman.
Oh, is that what the Gemara said?
And then when you have the two cases, that's when you trade the Laman, and then we don't use the Shabbat and Chief instead of the Tophis.
But it is Trey or Trey?
Yeah, but you're saying that we believe the second pair, but that's not Trey or Trey. We believe only the second pair. When you have a case of Edom on the Shabbat and then another pair coming and saying, oh, we know those guys, those are good signatures, but also those on Kasha Edom, Peshamat and Kasha Asa, then we don't believe in Edom on the Shabbat. But we have a case of Edom on the Shabbat and Edom coming out of Makayim, and other Edom on the Shabbat, then it's Trey or Trey, and then we say, oh, but the Madam, but we say Tofe, so that's the last.
Fine. So you needed to add the Peshos or Peshitur aspect.
That's the case you're talking.
Right.
And then you have the second piece, which is the piece that argues on the subject.
But either way, the point is it ends off with a tray of tray.
The case you're saying ends off with a tray of tray, just we don't believe the second pair. The case you just said, if we don't believe the second pair, we say tray of tray. But the Gemara says on their manam. But we still, so clearly what's the name of the manam that we can be both used, but we won't use the start
line. Mm. Fine. Okay. So, like Sammy was saying, this case of the Edim, where in the end of the day we say it's a Trey or Trey, but itafas lemafkinen mine. Right? In the end of the day it's a Trey. The case is a little bit complicated. I don't know if I get it for. So it's a Trey or Trey. And the Gemara says itafas lemafkinen mine?
Yeah, but and then we say, but what does it mean? Well, before that we say, oh, but you're saying Trey or Trey, but the Gemara says lo neman, and then we say itafas lo.
Okay, fine. So there's a psak, and then there's a itafas lemafkina mine.
Yeah.
Okay. So that is where we get into this idea of a tefisa la'achash and a lot of suffix. Because there was a psak in the end of the day in this Gemara. And the Gemara says, itafas, I think it was Rav Nachman in the Gemara, right? So it says, itafas lemafkina mine. If the second person, if the Bali din grab the money, then lemafkina mine, we don't take it away from them. Even though there was a psak one way, the halacha says that if, even though there's psak one way, the halacha says that if the second person grabs it, he gets to keep it. Well, this sounds like a perfect example of tefisa la'achash and a safik. There was a safik, who's a trey or trey. There's one pair of edim versus another pair of edim. The Gemara paskins, it goes to person A, and person B grabs it from person A. That was a suffik. We decided that person A gets to keep the money. That's la'achar shenol a suffik. And then the second person grabs it from the first person. That is a tfisa la'achar shenol a suffik, because we already decided it goes to person A, and person B grabbed it from person A. So even though it's a suffik, Chazal already decided that person A gets to keep it. So person B has no right to pick it up from person A. Does that make sense? So we take it away from person B and give it back to person A.
No, we don't.
The Gemara there. So, right. So the Gemara over there says person B gets to keep it.
And then you have
right, that's the problem. Person B gets to keep it. So now we ask, I don't get it. If we paskin, like Tosfos says, Tfisa l'achar shenol ha'safek does not work, and we have to take it away from the toface and give it back to the original person, then how come over here the toface gets to keep it? Itofas lo mafkin emine. The second person, if he grabs it, he gets to keep it. We don't take it away from him. So that's the question. There's two Gemaras. One Gemara sounds like Tfisa l'achar shenol ha'safek works. The second Gemara sounds like the first Gemara about Metzias sounds like Tfisa l'achar shenol ha'safek does not work. And the second Gemara in Ksubas sounds like Tfisa l'achar shenol ha'safek does work. So we have four answers, really. The first answer we see is in the Tosfos in Meseches Ksubas. Tosfos tells us that even though in general we say Tfisa l'achar shenol ha'safek, this is really the second answer to Tosfos, but Rebbe brought it first. Even though we usually say Tfisa l'achar shenol ha'safek does not work, that's only when it's la'achar shenol ha'safek. But Tosfos makes an ukemta, he doesn't really explain himself at all. He says, this is a case in Ksubas, where we say, the case of the Edim, where we say, itafas lo mafkin amine, where we say, it sounds like a tfisa l'achar shenol ha'safek. We say, the tfisa works. That's because it was a tfisa before the suffik was decided on. Okay, Tosfos leaves us a little bit, and he doesn't tell us why that is, but when you take it away from the rule, again, the rule is tfisa l'achar shenol ha'safek, then that's not a good tfisa. But this was a tfisa l'fnei shenol ha'safek, so it's not a problem. Again, this first answer of Tosfos is very good for Tosfos because it tells us that in general we always pass in tfisa l'achar shenol ha'safek is lav shmei tfisa, it's not a good tfisa. The second answer that Tosfos gives is, the first answer really is a little bit more complicated. He tells us that it depends what is going hand in hand with this tfisa. In the case of Bava Metzia, where we're speaking about a bechor and the kohen wants the bechor, so that is a kohen grabbing onto this bechor, but the kohen doesn't know that he deserves this bechor. Just like the Yisrael doesn't know, just like Beis Din doesn't know, the kohen also doesn't know. Is this a bechor or is it not a bechor? No one in the world knows. There's only Kodesh Baruch Hu knows whether this animal is a bechor or it's not a bechor. So the kohen is grabbing it. It's a tfisa alongside a shema. He doesn't actually know shema as opposed to bari shema. He doesn't know if he really deserves this bechor. And therefore, since it's a real life suffik, and we know in general when it comes to sfeikus, we follow the mochsak. We'll take a step back for a second. Tfisa l'achar shenol ha'safek, why does it work? Why does it not work? So we explained in Shir, Rebbe told us, that a tfisa l'achar shenol ha'safek, it's because there already was a psak, and now this second person, the kohen, or the second person who didn't deserve the money, is grabbing the money away from the first person who Chazal already told us keeps the money. The problem is someone deserves the money, they have the money, and that was the psak, and someone else comes and grabs it from them. So that doesn't work. Once it was already decided, we don't let another person take it from him. We don't let the second party take it from the first party. But in this case, where we just called it a tfisa and a shema, the kohen doesn't actually know that it belongs to him. So, of course we're going to say he doesn't get to keep it. Because there was a real psak on the ground. The psak was, we have absolutely no idea. Chazal told us that the Yisrael gets to keep it. So then, the Kohen has no right to take it away from him. Because that was a real suffik psak on the ground. We have no idea what to do. We're going to give it to the Yisrael. Now the Kohen has no right to take it away. However, when it comes to the case of the Edim, right? The case of the Edim, everyone knows what they're saying, right? The people who originally testified know what they're testifying on. Everyone is bari. There's no shema here. Everyone knows exactly what happened, hopefully. And I guess someone in the end is lying. But they know what they're saying. And therefore, it wasn't a real suffik in the beginning. While it may have been a suffik for Beis Din, for the world, it wasn't a full-blown suffik. And therefore, when Beis Din says, it goes to person A, well, someone knows what happened here. So it wasn't a full-blown psak that the money goes to Reuven. That the money goes to the... That the Bechor goes to Yisrael. Well, the Bechor, sorry. That the money goes to Reuven. And therefore, if Shimon wants to come and take it from Reuven, he has all the rights to do that. Because Shimon knows that it really belongs to Shimon. Reuven also knows it really belongs to Reuven. But Shimon really knows it belongs to Shimon. And therefore, it's not really the same amount of suffik as a Bechor. And therefore, when it comes to a Tfisa and a Shema, where the Kohen himself doesn't know, so we say Itafas Mafkina Mine. We say Tfisa Lachashon Lada Suffik is not a good Tfisa, and the Kohen has to give it back. However, when it comes to the money, where it's a Tfisa and a Bari, and Reuven or Shimon, I forgot who was which one already. Reuven wants to grab the money from Shimon, who already was decided that Shimon gets the money. Over there we say it was decided that Shimon gets the money, but Reuven knows that money really belongs to him. It wasn't a full-blown suffix. It wasn't a full psak that Reuven is going against. Never he's able to grab it away. He tafas lo mafkina mine, and the person who grabbed it gets to keep it. A tfisa lachash not a suffix. Over there is going to be shmei tfisa. That's the second answer to the stira in Bava Metzia about the Kohen and the Gemara in Ksubas about the Edim. We saw a third answer in the Ramban for the stira, and he says that it's a similar idea. In Bava Metzia, it's a suffik in Metzias, as opposed to Ksubas, where it's a treyu trey. We know that treyu trey and when there's a treyu trey, there's no muchsok. There's no person who is a. There's no chazaka. Treyu trey is a very, very high level. We're going to whip out the term of be. What do we call it? Rebbe's. What's this for? Bavura Chazaka al Yishtain Adin, right? When we're dealing with... No, it's a different case. Well, that's a different thing. When it comes to Edim, Edim are such a high level of believability, a high level of Ne'manus. Then when someone... When we have a Chazaka pales in comparison to Edim. So when we're dealing with a Din, it's one pair of Edim versus another pair of Edim, and you have a small little Chazaka that's going to try to be Machriya, we say that doesn't work. In general, we see that there's a Gemara in there, Ramban points out, the Gemara is paskening for us, that whenever B'makum Trey U'Trey, we do not say Chazaka. Now, back to this sugya. In the case of Bat Metzia, of course, we're going to say that Tfisa Lachash Nolot HaSafik is not a good Tfisa. Why? Because we already paskin that there's a chazaka over here. That the Yisrael is holding on to this Bechor, and he gets to keep it. The Kohen has no right to take it away from the muchsak, from the chazaka, from this Yisrael who's holding on to it. That makes perfect sense. However, when it comes to the case of the Edim, it's a trey or trey. There's one pair of Edim that's saying one thing. A second pair of Edim is saying something else. What is the chazaka going to do? In the end, we say, we have nothing else to do, so we're going to give it to person A. And we're going to let person A hold on to the money. But that doesn't mean that Beis Din paskined that person A gets to keep the money. They just said, we don't know what to do, so we're going to give it to person A. The person A is not muchsuk, he doesn't have a chazaka. And therefore, when person B wants to grab it from person A, he's allowed to. Because there was no chazaka here in the first place. And therefore, the tfisa is not going against a chazaka. The tfisa is working, and it's easier for person B to take it from person A. Again, when it comes to the case of a suffik in Metzias by the Bechor, the halacha is that it's a muchsak, that the person who based in Paskin gets it, that's a real psak, and therefore, to grab it away from a real psak is a tfisa l'achashon or suffik that doesn't work. But the case of Ksubas, the case of the Edim, it's not a real psak in the end of the day, because the person that based in Paskin, quote-unquote, gets to keep the object, he doesn't actually get to keep it as a psak. He just gets to keep it because we don't know what to do with it. And therefore, when the second person comes to grab it from the first person, he's not grabbing it away from a musak, from someone who the psak was, he gets to keep it. It was just someone that, in general, we decided we don't know what to do, so we're going to give it to him. And therefore, tfisa does work. And therefore, tfisa l'achshon lada safik is a good tfisa in Ksubas. The last ta'ara is just that the Rambam actually paskins like this Gemara in Ksubas. And he says that tfisa l'achshon lada safik is a tfisa always. Now he has to answer the sugya of Tukva Kohen. He does that in his own way. And we quoted another Gemara that there was a problem that also sounds like tfisa l'achashon lada safik is not a good tfisa. And we had a Rashba that explains it. We'll skip the Rashba for now. But the point is the Rambam argues with Tosfos. This whole sugya is a Tosfos sugya. We quoted the Rambam at the end. There's another shita also, the Levusha shita. Again, it's the same idea a little bit as the Rambam, that he paskins that tfisa l'achashon lada safik is really a tfisa. It's just that in the case of Tukva Kohen, you have to answer the case of Tukva Kohen, because Tukva Kohen sounds like tfisa l'achashon lada safik is not a good tfisa. So we answer over there, it's talking about a Bechor. A Bechor really does. Why do we say itafas? If the Kohen grabs onto it, we take it away from the Kohen. So the answer is because the Kohen doesn't have any rights to this Bechor at all. The Bechor really belongs to the Yisrael completely. He does have a Chiyuv to give it to the Kohen, but it's not the Kohen's yet. We've been assuming until now that when Yisrael has a sheep and the sheep gives birth to a baby, that Bechor belongs to the Kohen. It's just that he isn't holding on to it. So Levush is saying it's not true. It really belongs to the Yisrael. It's just that the Kohen has yet to... It belongs to Yisrael completely. He just has to give it to the Kohen, and he hasn't done so yet. So therefore, if the Kohen grabs it from him, like, I have to give it to you, but it's not yours yet, so you can't take it. Okay. That's the end of Sugya 2.